KCPOE with WRPR News. Babysitting is often overlooked as a real job. I've been babysitting for 9 years and have assisted in raising 6 children, some since they were born. So I decided to reach out to fellow babysitters, parents of young children, and students to get their input on the topic.
Do you consider babysitting a real job?
Yes, it covers students better because you can put it down on your resume as experience.
I don't think it's worth putting on your resume. Just because of us, you sound formal. Because whenever I would do babysit for kids, all I do is just go watch TV and go play video games.
I then spoke to fellow babysitter Jody Sturt about her adventures in babysitting.
What is your experience like? Babysitting has been the best experience of my life. I've learned so much, but it made me much more humble, much more modest. How do you feel when other people come up to you and they tell you that babysitting is not a real job? People who always say that babysitting isn't a real job have never babysat before. It's like trying to be a mother to a child that isn't your own. It's a lot of pressure and a lot of responsibility.
I'm here trying to console Shane, who just turned 3 months old. I'm rubbing his head, which she comforts the most. It's very difficult to not be the mother of a child who's this young and know exactly what they want. I reached out to Marco and Kim, parents to two of the children that I babysit for.
I think it's important that Casey be very responsible. She manages their nightly routines. She's stepping in as our surrogate parents when we're not in the house.
A babysitter is an extension of the things that we would do with the discipline and keeping the schedules and ensuring that our children are in safe hands. Yeah. We need Casey to live up to this expectation and our children adore her. And we feel that it's the single most important job of the world.
It seems as if more people than not actually do believe that babysitting should be considered a real profession